Good evening. My name is Jane Diffley, and I serve as the President Forester at the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. I'd like to thank the subcommittee for the enormous investment of time listening to the public during the five public hearings. There is already an enormous record to consider, and you are only at the beginning of your review process. As I've listened over the past 2 weeks, there are three issues that I think are worth emphasizing tonight. First, the landscapes that would be adversely affected by Northern Pass, not just up north, but here in Deerfield as well, are part of New Hampshire's identity. We've heard from many that these are priceless assets worth protecting for our own well-being, our economy, and for the legacy we leave to future generations. To allow these landscapes to be scarred by our merchant transmission line is simply unacceptable. Second, there appears to be an opportunity to avoid nearly all of the adverse impacts of the project as proposed by considering interstate highway corridors for a completely buried transmission line. Yet this alternative seems to be summarily dismissed by the applicant as unaffordable and unworkable. I will tell you that the Forest Society, as a signatory to the Franconia Notch Parkway Agreement, does not agree with Northern Pass attorney Mark Hogden's interpretation of its limitations. There are options. And while the SEC may not have the option to insist that Northern Pass bury along interstates, you certainly have the opportunity to just say no to the application as currently proposed due to adverse impacts that are avoidable. Third, in the final analysis, the SEC needs to make a decision that it believes is right for New Hampshire. Your decision is not about what is right for Hydro-Quebec, for Eversource, for Northern Pass Transmission, or Southern New England. I urge you to determine what is right for the communities and landowners most affected by the project as proposed. The affected communities, including those here in the central part of the state, have been speaking clearly about Northern Pass for 5 years, at town meetings, in petitions, and at regulatory hearings that have been going on since 2011. These communities and their citizens have been saying that if Eversource buries their Northern Pass extension cord completely, they can live with it. There is a win-win possible here, and you can be a facilitator for such an outcome. Again, thank you for being here, and thank you for listening.